Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Picking up my phone, it's hard enough to be, hard enough to stay, hard enough to be alone. I'm just trying to move along. Sometimes I do and then I don't. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Tell myself that it ain't helping. Second guessing it don't help me. I'm so tired of feeling empty. Find my eyes, it's time to fight. Seems like I'm always against me. Seems like there's a devil in me. I refuse to let it in me. Mentally, spiritually, physically, I need my peace. Oh, I need my peace. Oh, I wake up every morning and tell myself,
come on, hey, gorgeous.
Sometimes you gotta look in the mirror and say,
come on, hey, gorgeous.
Can make me feel this way.
Good morning, gorgeous. Good morning, gorgeous.
Good morning, gorgeous. All the times that I hated myself,
yeah.
All the times that I wanted to be someone else,
yeah.
All the times that I should have been gentle with me,
all the times that I should have been careful with me.
Why did I hate myself?
Why did I hate so intensely? Lord, help me.
I wake up every morning and tell myself,
come on, gorgeous.
Sometimes I gotta look in the mirror and say,
come on, gorgeous.
To the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
The natural hair care and maintenance training being brought to you by Complete Beauty Solutions, where cosmetology meets healthy naturalism and everything in between. Now offering our half-off introductory special all summer long. So log on to cbeautysolutions.com to sign up. That's C, like complete, then beautysolutions.com. We'll also be on the...
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
When I think of the contributions of someone like Michael Hopkins, and what he has come to mean to you guys out there on the Hair Radio Morning Show who you're listening right now. And I just have to say, as he adds another book into a chapter of his life, and is moving into what's next. I'm grateful that he is discovering a lot of this with all of us here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And through all of his work at the Vet Talk Radio Show, it's saying a lot. And he's teaching us quite a bit about ourselves, about our lives, and never giving up, never stopping. There's always something more. Just one more thing, like Columbo says, just one more thing. And I'm so grateful. And so why he has become the voice for the veterans and veterans advocacies. I think Michael has been doing a tremendous job with all of that. And we tip our hat to him on his birthday. So he is coming up in just a bit with a brand new interview that we have not really chatted with him about these things. And I think you're going to get a lot out of it. Then mid-show, of course, it's Michael's going to be with us during the coffee tea conversations. And then it's his big party at about 8:30 Eastern Time, following, of course, Eugene Davis and Conversations with Harris. So we have an action-packed lineup for today, all honoring the one and only Michael Hopkins from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. So lots to unpack. We'll keep it moving. And up next, we are raising our hands for this amazing challenge from, of course, Maggie Anderson, this clip that we run, just to remind you guys to support black businesses. I'm Kerry Hines. Stay with us.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois. And that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have 2 little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us on this incredible Getting to Know You segment. He goes back quite a bit, and surprisingly, you guys have heard him before right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is my great honor to bring back to the broadcast one of the original players in the HairRadio.com story, Trucker Ed. Good morning, Trucker Ed. Good morning, my
good
buddy.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. One of the big reasons why I invited you on this morning is I want the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show to get to know all of us, the hosts, the program folks, and I figured the best way to do that was to just talk to the folks who know us best,
folks
in our everyday lives when we turn the mic off at 9 o'clock Eastern and we go about the other parts of our life. And you are one of those members of my extended family, sure, off air. So I have to go back a little bit. And we call you Trucker Ed because you've been on the show, and our fans know you as Trucker Ed. Well, Ed and I go back decades. Ed, I don't even know where to begin with the Hair Radio story, but you've been there since the beginning. The beginning.
Yes, I remember that.
What can you share with folks about the early days? Feel free. Go ahead. Don't give too many trade secrets away.
No, that's
but
too many.
Ed knows
that's
everything,
too many.
So Ed, take it away.
Oh, man. Yeah, I remember. I remember us back in the day, like we was in Newark, and we had our, you know, you had your office there, and that's where it all began, down there in Newark.
That's right. And the Ironbound section of Newark.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's right. It really was.
It was
I think
so
it was
fun
on
back then.
And it was a third floor walk up, if I recall. It was I think it was the third floor, second or third floor.
Mm-hmm.
It was way up, many steps. And I remember we were doing, we didn't start with the Hair Radio Show. We were doing Center Stage. And we would have on the celebrities like Little Susie and local. She had a big hit record, though, back in the day.
She did. Oh, yeah. She was popular back then.
Exactly. She was popular. And we, Cece Peniston came and brought her manager.
I remember that.
Yes. That was the early days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was able
Montel
to shake
Jordan.
Her hand and everything. Oh, my
Lord. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You remember that? Were you at the office when she came? You're kidding.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, I was there when she came.
Wow.
I forgot you were there.
Wow.
Yeah,
she was awesome to meet her. She was beautiful. Still is.
Yes.
And her manager, quite a nice fella. And we all were. Ed, I don't know if you remember this, but... We had our office on the third floor, and next to us were these guys who did the weather. That's all they did
for
radio.
Yeah,
remember the
So
they gave me the microphone to use for Cece Peniston's interview, her very first interview, not the one that you guys hear now on the Hair Radio Morning Show, but the very, very first time she ever did our show. And we were all huddled around one mic. Literally, all huddled around one microphone. I'll never forget it.
That's the beginning of Hair Radio, man.
That was the beginning of Hair Radio. And she arrived in a big limo. Do you remember? She arrived in a big limo.
Oh, yeah. Remember that? Yeah.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She was just fantastic. I loved it. It was really a great time. And
it was.
I think, if I recall correctly, I remember coming back from Los Angeles in the mid-90s, and I remember we first kind of, like I said, we were doing Center Stage, and then we started the Hair Radio Show. But I took the Fluff the Bear monies. Remember, I started Fluff the Bear out of California.
Yeah, Fluff the Bear, yeah.
Exactly. And when I came back to the East Coast, I opened up the office space. And remember, I had Esther was one of my assistants.
Yes, I remember that.
Yes,
it was so fun.
Oh, it was great. And then I think we had about 17 people, sales reps. Mm-hmm. Remember, it was so busy. Everybody was coming and going. And we were producing the radio shows. And I just remember walking to the station down across from Penn Station in North New Jersey.
Oh, I was about to say that. Yeah, I remember that.
Remember
that?
That
was the AM station.
Exactly. It was NJR.
What was the NJR?
The NJR. It was way up, and it was a beautiful building. It still is down there in Newark, New Jersey, Newark.
Yeah.
And it was just, we would go up the beautiful elevator. It was just gorgeous. It was a brand new building.
Yeah, it was really nice. Yeah.
It was really nice. I mean, we were like big time stars going to the radio station.
Yeah, I know. I remember that.
It was nice because we would walk from our production office to the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
That was fantastic. And at the time, I don't know if you remember this part, Ed. I was living in Montclair, New Jersey. Which is northern New Jersey, outside of New York. And I remember that I had a limo account, and the limo, the same folks that picked up Cece, came down and they would drive me to work every day from Montclair. So they would literally come to the house in Montclair, New Jersey, pick me up, and bring me to the office. And they would be on our show. That's how we – it was – let me tell you something. It was a fabulous – Fabulous time.
Yes. I remember you giving me assignments like when we was at the radio station in Newark, and I had to do a couple of commercials for you.
Yeah.
Oh man, I was nervous. I was like, oh, I hope I get this right.
Well, I remember you guys out there are gonna love this. I remember one of the first accounts we had who had a pizzeria in Harrison, New Jersey, which is right outside of New York, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, Nino's Pizzeria.
My God, I can't believe you remember that
Nino's Pizzeria, and it's still there.
Now, this is going back to the 90s, folks. And you were the voice of that, the very first commercial we ever did on the Hair Radio Show. Or any, I think that those times we were center stage before we even got there.
Yeah.
I think we were doing hair radio once in a blue moon at that time. It wasn't, hair radio hadn't taken over everything at that point. But I remember you did the commercial and you had a famous tagline. Now, this is an Italian restaurant, and let me tell you, folks, it was so great because they welcomed our entire staff, and we had a staff. We had Stewart and Gary, Ed, myself, Esther. So I had assistants and folks that would help with production and watched over the salespeople, and we would all head over to the pizzeria. And they were just absolutely fantastic. And I remember that. I remember it well. And do you remember your famous tagline from the commercial?
Oh, man, I don't even know.
I'm
going to
tell you guys what it is.
I know you know what it is.
I remember it was, you know, come to Nino's Pizzeria because we make it a pizza. And so Ed, what do you want to tell folks that they may not know about me? You know, I've known you for quite a few. I'm not going to say how many years exactly, but it's been a couple.
I know.
But what you might want people to know about who I am? You know me well.
Oh, Kerry Hines. Kerry Hines. Yeah. I tell you, he is the most honest person, most friendliest person. I can't say it. He's just one of those guys that you would just love to meet, love to hang out with. And you would just have a ball.
Thank you, Ed.
Just have a ball.
I appreciate that. And I say the same thing about you. You have lived your life in these decades in a very admirable way. You're a great family man. You have always been. And it has been inspirational. So I'm very proud of you. And I love that over the years, when our lives have had a chance to cross paths, because you've, like I said, you've literally been on our show and talked about the strangest of things, Ed.
Right.
I remember. It was all over the news. I remember this story. It was the guy who, you had a crazy loon bug living on your street. down in.
Do
you remember that?
This was not all that long ago.
And I remember it was all over television because he had threatened the people who lived, I think, a few doors down from you, and you guys had come home from dinner and saw all the TV cameras and news people because he just did some real inflammatory stuff. But let me tell you something. Trucker Ed, you reported everything for us, gave us exclusive content. Our fans loved it.
It was an exciting day that day.
And one of the other things that always comes to mind about you, in recent times with all the, you know, pandemic talk and the prices going up with the, you know, things that's happening overseas, the truck, you know, there was a big bottleneck and things were backed up. And so we had a chance to talk to you and get your opinion about how things and just hanging on in there. So I just want to say thank you on behalf of all the fans of Hair Radio, the Hair Radio Morning Show, hairradio.com, the Listening Group Publishing, which was my original publishing company, started in Los Angeles, moved to the East Coast, our Fluff the Bear folks, and just...
Oh, Fluff the Bear. Yes. Fluff the Bear.
Oh, yeah. Fluff the Bear started it all. 3,000 miles away. And many, many, many moons ago. But I have to say, you've been one of the constants, Ed. And
Thank you, man. I very much
appreciate you. So so I want you to just be part as we continue on this journey. This is just, I call this the middle part. We still got a long way to go. Long way to go. So thank you so much for being my friend, Ed.
Oh, you're welcome, man. You're my best friend, man.
Likewise, buddy. All right, folks, fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, you've heard it right from Trucker Ed and Gary Hines. We will be back. Stay with us. We've got more to go this morning. Stay with us. It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have a very, very special guest joining me now. You guys know him. He's with us, well, fairly often right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You know him better as the host of That Talk Radio Show. My very special guest today is the one and only Michael Hopkins. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Carrie Hines, and how are you this morning?
Well, listen, I'm doing just fantastic, and I want to just welcome you officially to the Hair Radio Morning Show, because you've been doing some amazing gangbuster things. You've developed your own fan base with the Vet Talk Radio Show, which airs a part of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll talk about that in just a bit. But, Michael, today it's, you know, there used to be a show, I forget what it was called, but it really talks about your life. And so this is a whole walk down memory lane for you, being part of the Hair Radio Morning Show, and also some of the amazing things that you've done in this time over at the Vet Talk Radio Show, working with Katrina, Noorjahan, and our very own Hair Radio Morning Show co-host, Nicole. So we've got a lot to get into, Michael. All right. First, I'm excited. So this is cool. Yeah, so let's talk a little bit, Michael. Now, you are from where originally? I know you're in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, today and every day. But where did you start out? Where was little Michael Hopkins? Where was Mikey Hopkins?
Originally, Kerry Hines,
I am a
native, born and raised Philadelphian.
My home. And so,
your hometown, yep.
Wow, that is incredible. Wow. So tell us about that experience growing up in Philadelphia. First of all, what part? Because you got to be from North Philly. And you ain't North Philly, I don't know.
North Philadelphia, born and raised.
All right. No slapping anybody now.
No, we can't do that one.
No, not out there, though. No. Listen, I want to talk a little bit about that. Now, you grew up there in Philadelphia. How did you get from Philly to Spotsylvania, Virginia? I don't even think I had ever heard of Spotsylvania before Michael Hopkins coming to the Hair Radio Morning Show. So what can you tell us about that early part of your journey?
Wow, trust me, I hadn't heard of it either.
Okay.
Trust me. Well, just to kind of sum it up, basically what happened, I was born in Philadelphia, went to school in Philadelphia, elementary, high school, and then I went to college in Virginia.
Aha, there's the rub. Okay.
Yep, there it is. I did 4 years of college in Norfolk, Virginia, a little bit south from where I am now. And in the process of going to college, the United States Army kind of called me.
That's a life-changing type of call.
Yes, it was. I got involved in ROTC, and all of a sudden I found that I loved the Army. And one thing led to another, and then back in 82, I joined the United States Army.
Wow, and I love what you just said. You found out you love the Army.
Yep.
You had no idea that you would love the Army.
Oh, no, I had no idea.
Well, were there, like, servicemen that you would meet when you were a little kid, maybe seeing them in the uniform, anything?
None of that. I mean, I had uncles that were prior service, but they didn't really, like most prior service people back then, they didn't talk a lot about it.
Well, now I'm
being
sure you
in
can
the
understand
Army.
A lot that you didn't know then.
Oh, yeah, because I had uncles that were World War II vets.
Wow.
Uncle that was a Korean War veteran. And I had friends of mine that were Vietnam veterans, but they didn't really talk about it. But I found that I was gravitated toward the military, the uniform, the equipment, the camaraderie, the excitement, and I just got so infatuated with it. When I graduated out of college, I immediately enlisted for the United States Army. And the funny thing about it, I came back to Philadelphia to enlist. Yep, graduated out of college and wound up enlisting in the United States Army. And it gets even more ironic, I wound up going to basic training at Fort Dix, New Jersey. Right down the street from Philadelphia.
Oh, not too far from up here. Yeah, where we are up here. Wow.
And then after that, I wound up, believe it or not, I got married. My wife and my daughter wound up going to Germany. We wound up in this place called Bremerhaven, West Germany.
Oh, I think I've heard you talk about it on one of the shows.
Yeah, it's right on the North Sea. It's very windy and cold and cloudy and
That to adjust for you? Was that a difficult adjustment? You weren't used to being in the service and being away from home perhaps like that. But you did leave and went to college in a different state, so that kind of you know, gave you a little bit of getting used to the homesickness, if you will. What about when you were all the way over in Germany? And how about your family? This was new for, I'm sure, your wife and your daughter, what have you. So tell us a little bit about that. How was it to adjust?
It was a new experience. But, you know, Carrie, the good thing about this whole experience of leaving the United States of America and going to live in a in another country, it actually matured us. That's actually what it did.
Wow.
My wife and I.
You had to rely on each other, right?
Oh, yeah, we had to. We had no choice. We were like in our mid-20s. We'd never really been away from home. We were married. We had one child, my daughter. But we learned, and we learned rather quickly how to grow up. That's what we learned.
I love it. I love it because, see, a lot of times when you're all around the families, you guys out there know what I'm talking about. You got everybody's, you know, all you're around your side of the family and your spouse's side of the family, and then everybody's chiming into the relationship. And sometimes it can torpedo things, pardon the pun. And I think it's nice sometimes when you're both away, you're starting a brand new journey together. And I'm just envisioning seeing you and the family out there in Germany together and a totally new experience. And you got to rely on each other. To me, that's a bond that can never be broken to me. So I'm loving that. So, yes, tell us more. This is great.
Absolutely. And we actually lived on what we call the economy.
Or what's the economy?
Basically, we actually lived with German people in that environment. We didn't live on the post with the rest of the Americans.
Wow.
We lived like in the towns. So all our neighbors were German. Some spoke just German. Some of them spoke German and English. So it was a matter of you had to get used to doing certain things.
Wow.
Once you got used to doing certain things, like how to ride the bus, how to communicate, how to go buy food, when you got used to all of that stuff, Carrie Hines, it became a fun place, actually. It really did. It's a lot of people don't understand. When you go in the military, a lot of times you have the opportunity to experience things that most people will never experience. Most people won't have the experience of living in Europe for 4 years. People won't do that.
No.
Most people
don't even visit Europe.
Right, yeah.
Let alone live there for 4 years.
And you know, Carrie, the thing about visiting Europe, and I mean living there as a GI, all that history, and we all study in school, we study American history and
absolutely
European history.
And world history.
Yeah, and the world history. And it really doesn't have a value to you.
Until you leave
this country.
True.
You go to another country and you see how other people live in other countries. I began to understand why the Europeans would fight all the time. I began to understand it because everything is so close. We think of Europe as this big, great, big place, and France is way over there, and England is back here, and the Germans are there, and we think like that. But when
it is a lot closer over there than we think. But what I've learned, Michael, and you're absolutely right, I love what you just said, and it bears repeating. I think when it comes to like over in Europe, and I know I've never lived there. I can't imagine that. But traveling to different countries in Europe, I have also noticed it's like your world is opened up. Your world is opened up. You get an education that you never thought you were going to get.
Right. Absolutely.
And that is incredible to me. I remember the first time I had – my first time in Europe, I ended up going to Paris, France. That was my first time I stepped foot in a foreign country. I was in France. And I remember the buildings. They were huge. this was true in Spain. It was also true in England.
these buildings went on like for a block or two. I mean, ginormous buildings. I've never to this day. It just doesn't look like the United States.
Yeah,
it just doesn't. The buildings, and it's just really old.
Yeah, it's just
am I right?
Old and, oh, yeah. I mean, the buildings, the culture.
Yeah.
I had to get used to the idea. And Kerry, this is for the Europeans, this is a simple concept. For the Americans, sometimes we don't get this concept,
right.
And that's being on time.
Ooh, okay.
Being on
we're not going to go way in on that.
Yeah, we can't go deep. But I give you a perfect example. The bus system in Germany, the train system. It just, when they tell you the train is going to be there at 3:59,
yes.
Look up at 3:58 and see what you see coming down the track.
Wow.
The train. We got so used to that. We got spoiled. Me, my wife, and my daughter, we got so spoiled with the trains and the buses and being on time. I never will forget. I got to tell you this funny story, man. I never will forget when we got back here to the United States and we moved from Philly to Maryland, reason being my wife got a job. She was a federal worker, and she basically just transferred from Europe, Germany, to the Washington, D.C. area. So we were standing one day waiting for the bus, and we had just got back. We were waiting for the bus to show up, and we were kind of wondering what was wrong. We didn't see the bus. So we went over to look at the bus schedule, and there was no bus schedule.
Wow, what happened?
We were so used to seeing a bus schedule and the bus being on time.
Well, coming back to America, it's a whole nother ball game, buddy.
Oh, yeah, it was a shocker. And back then, back in the 80s, we were over in Europe, Germany, as military people, we were about maybe 6 months to a year behind in culture here in the United States.
Wow.
I had never seen, believe it or not, until I got back here to the United States in 1986, I never saw the Cosby Show.
Wow.
To this day, Kerry Hines, anything between 83 and 1986, there are some things right now are still new to me. Yeah, it's a blank, and that's been almost 40 years. There was Fila. I had no idea what that meant because I kept seeing it. Walking downtown in Philadelphia, and I had to ask this little young guy, I said, what does that mean? So he's obviously looking at me like, okay.
Well, you must have been dropped from the sky at that point.
Oh, something, yeah, because everybody knows what this means. I'm looking at him like, no, dude, what does that mean? And then when
not for the young folks now may not know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But were the sneakers, the shoes.
Yeah, with all of that at what is it, for us, by us, and
and all that.
Yeah, and Fila was the other one, too.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. You're talking about being away from America, and things are just at a different pace, and you were in a bubble, kind of, sort of, and being a part of the military over there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So for us here, and life kind of went on and did all this stuff, and a lot of the pop culture and things you might not have been so aware of. So today we're going to fill in all of that for you, Michael.
Oh, that's great.
We're going to fill it in for Michael.
Oh, that's great.
Can we'll take you back to 1986. No, I'm just kidding.
Now, Kerry, can you imagine this? Can you imagine watching TV where there are no commercials?
As a matter of fact, I could. See, I've seen some television, and not just that, Michael. You might have even had TV that was really controlled. When I went to Europe, television itself is different. There were, when I remember being in Spain and I remember each country I would go into, I would watch TV. Their television stations way back when, around not far after the time you were over in Germany, their TV stations included everything from Africa and all over different countries. You see all kinds of people on TV. It was so inclusive.
Oh, yeah.
When you were here in America, you saw none of that. Zippo,
right.
Zilcho.
Yep, zip.
And
not.
When they talked about folks in other countries, you really didn't see people of color on television when they, like, say if they were talking about Paris or France, you saw folks of, you didn't really see people of color being represented on American TV. They would show you people in Paris or France, but they would never show you people of color. And when I went to Paris and saw so many people of color, like incredibly so, I was in shock because I'm looking at the television thinking, oh, that must be the only representation of France. And so was it for you? How was it in the military? Because that's a whole other layer, Michael Hopkins.
Oh, yes, it is, Carrie. The military,
tell
when
us
it,
about that.
We called it AFN, or the Armed Forces Network, and it's still around, even after 40 years or so. But it was so controlled that you didn't see commercials. You barely saw, if we saw the news, it had already happened. Whatever it
but
was,
they didn't
it already
have any
happened.
Hit shows like The Cosby Show at the time?
If they did, it was 6 months behind. Eight months behind.
You talk about repeats. You were really.
Yeah, and we thought, it was, we thought
the
stuff
is.
Was new. I'll give you another example, Carrie.
What the?
Miami Vice.
Yeah, I remember those shows.
And it was funny. I had never seen Miami Vice. Until I got back here, I had never seen it. And
folks,
the people
we're
that were coming
about Don Johnson, and the other guy from way back when, with the wonderful, colorful suits and jackets, and they did a movie, a remake, not all that long ago.
Right.
But yeah, it was a great TV show, and Don Johnson was at the top of his game, and he's still out there.
And
I forget the other fellow name. He was. Philip Michael Thomas.
Philip Michael Thomas.
That is him. Okay, yeah,
Carrie. The funny thing about it, people would, what we call PCS, or they would do a permanent change of station, they would become an in-country. And they'd be telling us about, it's these two guys, and they wear these suits, and you don't know if they're cops. And we're just looking at them like, what the heck is, what kind of show is that? That's kind of strange, but you don't know because you've been gone for so long,
and you kind of become detached because you know you just your way. And then but isn't it an awful feeling like you think people have forgotten about you? You know,
yeah. Sometimes it feels that way when you're not in this country, you're somewhere else, and then keep going. People. It's as if you disappeared and you reappear and people kind of look at you like, well, where were you?
Wow.
And you tell them where you were and they go, oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's where you were.
See, I understand that completely by traveling, living a life of travel and being away from everybody. And then they forget that you know, their lives go on and you come back. And then they're like, they had forgotten about you, and they start whole new lives and stuff. I understand all that kind of stuff. I really do.
Carrie, I remember when I first got back in country, and it was kind of funny because my grandmother and my mother, they invited, you know, the whole family, the party and all that. But I had been gone away for so long, Carrie, I was kind of, what's the word for it? Detached.
Uh-huh.
I was kind of detached to the point where I wasn't even interested in parties and anything. I just wanted to be left alone. I just wanted to be just, I love you all too. I'm glad y'all my family. I'm home. Okay. You guys need to go find something else to do. You know, don't bother me. But a lot of us sometimes, you know, we've gone through so much with the military till at some point in time we just don't want people to bother us. We just
well, Michael, I want to talk a little bit about that too, because you know, to move ahead, I remember now let me just also say this. Michael started the Vet Talk radio show. And we've got to tell folks about this because you came to the Hair Radio Morning Show Network. We were at the time, we, of course, over 2.5 decades, we have focused on a lot of hair and beauty talk on radio. That is what we were known for. Never in my wildest dreams would I had ever imagined that I would be doing a show on or about or for veterans. It just, you could have knocked me over with a feather. And when you came to the network and you told me about your dreams and this is what you wanted to do, I was in. I was in. Because knowing the members even of my family who served in the military, and even the folks I didn't know, I thought that this could be something that could help. And I had no idea what we were getting into, what it would sound like. I imagined, and I didn't want to listen, Michael, to other shows who may have had some similar content, if you will, or a similar strategy. I didn't. I purposely wanted to hear you out and figure out what we needed to do to bring your vision to life. And I think we've knocked it out of the park.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Michael, yeah, so I want you to tell everybody, what inspired you to start the Vet Talk radio show?
Oh, what inspired me, Terry Hines?
Yeah.
When I started my journey out on filing for compensation, I started way back like 2008, 2009, and I had no idea what I was doing or how to do, and I really didn't know who to turn to, didn't know how to get help. So my wife started the ball game. Because one of my daughter's friends was a veteran just like me. The funny part about it, she was in the same reserve unit I was in.
Wow.
And she just happened to start getting compensation for something that happened to her. To this day, I don't even remember. But she told my daughter. My daughter said, well, gee, Dad, how come you're not getting compensation? Because you know you
wow.
got hurt.
Right.
And I said, well, I have no idea. But did a little research, and my wife filed, and it got rejected. In hindsight, the reason why it got rejected, because it was something I didn't do. I was supposed to do it. It's called an LOD, or a line of duty, accident. It's like filing an accident report at a job.
Wow.
To the safety officer.
Right.
And like if you worked a job, and that's what I didn't do. And if I had did that, then
you
I would have gotten compensated. Yeah, it wouldn't have been a problem. And that's what the VA claim section was looking for, but I didn't know about all that stuff.
But
couldn't
wasn't
find...
that kind of proving itself to be fortuitous? Because of that, you could also relate that experience way down the road. You'd be able to pull that out of your back pocket to help individuals who literally have experienced the same type of outcome.
Pretty much, Gary, and that's what happened.
Wow.
It was around 2018. I had a bunch of guys that were older vets just like me, and we were actually working at a car auction, moving cars back and forth. And see, we're a bunch of old military guys, so it's not a problem with us as far as doing things, getting organized real quick, and this is what you got to do. And in the process of doing that, me meeting these guys, they were all rated as disabled veterans. So they kept asking me. They said, like, dude, what's your rating? I'm like, what are you talking about? And as they explained it to me, and this is very typical military thing, Carrie Hines. The guys begin to kind of get on you, get on your case, as we would call it, because they knew the value of being rated. I didn't understand the value on it, not only monetarily, but there were perks that went along with being a rated disabled veteran. I had no idea. And these guys kept getting on my case about filing. You need to go file. You need to go file. How come you haven't filed yet? They were like your big brothers, you know, and they stay on your case. And that's what they did.
I'm still trying to figure out, did the military not inform you that upon, you know, leaving out of the military, once you're no longer in the military and you are there classified a veteran, that this might be something that you could pursue if you have been injured? Like, I'm just trying to figure out. Did they mention it at all? Or maybe they mentioned it, but you're not sure you heard. Like, how do you not? That's so big.
What wound up happening, Carrie, like a lot of us that got out the military in the 60s, 70s, 80s, it's not like it is now where they really prep these guys for getting out. And they explain things to them. They set up classes. And it's beautiful now. But back then, it was one of those things, well, you're not re-enlisting. You're getting out. Thank you for your service. We'll take you through some classes, but it'll be so fast, you won't remember what to do.
Wow, I see what you're saying, Michael.
Yeah,
I
and that's
you.
Exactly what happened to me.
Wow.
And I had no idea. And technically, Carrie Hines, back in 1986, I had enough things going on, I should have been compensated back in 1986, almost 40 years ago.
Wow.
The only thing that I knew a little bit about it, and the reason being because a buddy of mine had his wife worked at the hospital, military hospital. And on my exit physical, she noticed that I had a disparity with my hearing. She noticed it. And she kept saying, yeah, it might be enough, but I'm not sure. You might be able to get compensation. And I remember the words. My wife remembers also, too, because my wife worked at the hospital with her. But at that time, we didn't know how to follow through with it for any kind of hearing loss or damage. We had no idea. Nobody explained it. So I went on with life, raised all my kids and bought homes and cars. And, you know, you just go on with life. And I was in the reserves, and life was good.
Wow.
And when it got to the point, all this stuff had to stop because I was getting older. And that's when the issues started to come up, you know, body issues. Knees and ankles and this and that. And it's all from military service. Well, one thing led to another. I went to a service organization, the state one here in Virginia, and they helped me.
Wow.
But little did I realize, Carrie, I'm the type of person, I'm grateful that you helped me, but I always have to know more and more and more of what the answer is.
Uh-huh.
I get curious because...
And you start digging. This is
I started digging something today. Right. I started digging deeper and deeper. Then I start saying, oh, my God, you mean to tell me that I might be entitled to all this stuff? I started out as far as ratings-wise, my neck, I had a neck injury that's documented from the military and an ankle injury, left ankle injury, documented from the military. When I filed claims, I was awarded the compensation because of what happened to me. I was awarded, it was like 20%, which in monetary terms is maybe a couple hundred bucks a month. And then the light bulb hit me. I said, wait a minute. You mean to tell me all I had to do was put paperwork together, send it to the VA, and they figure out that it is something wrong with me and it was on their dime and they were going to pay me?
Wow.
And guess what happened, Carrie Hines?
What's that?
a bell went off. Ding, 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 ding.
Wow.
And I did more research, and I went on YouTube, and I asked questions. You know, from other military people, I asked questions from doctors, nurses. I read a lot of stuff. And that's when I realized basically how this worked. I never will forget, I got the 20%, and yeah, I'm happy, but I read my paperwork from the VA VA claim system, and they said, your feet are being deferred. Had no idea what that meant. Nobody told me what the word deferred meant when it came to claims. I later found out all it meant was they didn't have enough information about what happened to you. They needed more information.
Wow.
So I took the advice of one of the gentlemen that was helping me from the state, and he told me what his wife did, and she did something very simple. She looked at all her medical records from the military. She put them all together, and she wrote down everything that happened to her. Then she sent it back into the claims processing section. So that's what I did. I said, I have nothing to lose. Let's see what happens. At the time, I found 21 different things that were related to my feet. I went in the military with bilateral flat feet. Nobody ever told me that, Carrie Hines. Nobody ever told me I had flat feet going in the military. Nobody told me back in 1982 they gave me a waiver to come in the military. Nobody ever told me.
Wow.
While I was in, I was wondering why I would always, from time to time, have issues with my feet. Could never figure it out. They would give me a little wedge or something to put in my shoes, but nobody sat down and sent me to a podiatrist so the podiatrist could clearly say, you have flat feet. You're going to have issues with your feet. You need special shoes. Back in the 80s, nobody ever told me that.
Wow.
It took me to the 21st century to find out what was wrong with me.
Wow, Michael. But see, when the more that you tell this story, and I just want to remind everybody, because we've had folks probably tuning in right and left, let me just let you guys know, for you just joining us, if you're just kind of tuning in, I'm Carrie Hines, and I'm on with Michael Hopkins, you know, the host of the Vet Talk radio show, which airs right on the Hair Radio Network. And, Michael, I have to say, this is just incredible to me. This is the first part of your story, and I cannot wait to hear all about your first year right here at Hair Radio with, you know, some of the things coming to the show, bringing the show here, working with the angels. We've got a lot to talk about. And some of the things, and to me, when I listen to the first part of your story, I'm hearing the things that you've personally had to learn. And it seems that those are the things that you help these folks with most, who are now are in the shoes that you were in. So you speak from true experience. So I'm excited to go in this, you know, this other part of your story.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful, and moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and moreover manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media. We're a business that's just starting out, so I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines.
All right, we're back live. Yes, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. It is Thursday morning, June 2nd of 2022. It's our broadcast show number 720, for those of you who like to keep track. It's our show number 720. We're marching towards our 1,000th celebration. So that's the next big benchmark that we're going to celebrate here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Hey, I've got to bring my amazing new co-star, and if I had my applause, this is where I would drop it right here. Let me bring to the line, starting her big journey here on our network, it is my very good friend, Nicole Marie. Good morning,
good morning.
Happy Mid-Show Thursday.
Yes. Happy Mid-Show, all of our listeners. Yes welcome.
Yes.
How are you this morning, Carrie?
Yes. I'm doing great, Nicole Marie, out of Water Valley, Mississippi. I tell you, I'm up here to where you are in America. I'm up here in Brooklyn, New York. It's a fantastic day. Yes, you know what? I've got to say
here.
This. We're live, everybody. Let me just say it's about 11 or 12 minutes after 7 New York time, out where Nicole Marie is. It's about 6:12 in the morning. And we welcome all of our fans all over America and Europe. I have to say, I got up early this morning. You guys know I wake up about 4 o'clock New York time, 3 o'clock your time, Nicole Marie. So just imagine that to prepare for today's show. And so I turn on the TV. I literally glance at the screen, and, of course, they're talking about all this dismal things, these horrible things that I don't want to flood my mind with the first thing in the morning.
Exactly.
What is it that the local news, and I'm sure it's that way where you guys are too, but what is it that the local news does not understand? The same way that they bombard us with crime every day, that's their leading banner, crime. Which does nothing but insert this facade of fear. And what that adds to, which they know that it adds to the cycle of violence and crime. They know this. And they
and
do
keep,
it. And
keep
people,
doing it.
They do it. And those of us who are less than sophisticated, we need a little help in the morning and every day, they don't recognize these things.
Right.
They don't. But they have a certain visceral reaction. And this is what they're evoking. Now, let me tell you something. I'm here in New York City. We have probably 13 to 15 million people here, okay, in New York City, not the whole state, just the city. And if you look at, and God awful, crime is awful everywhere, of course, is out of hand.
Yes.
But if you really look at it, truthfully, there are 13 to 15 million people. If you do the math and all of the crime that's reported, that's so low it would be negligible in any other type of evaluation.
Exactly.
But not, they don't, people don't think like that. And the television is so powerful. So when you're met with these images nonstop over and over and over again, you don't know how to process this. They know, and that's why I've talked about this before. It's called fear-based reporting. That's what they call fear-based. They create the narrative so that this kind of perpetuates their usefulness.
You keep going and going.
And we have got to wake up, folks. We've got to wake up. And I don't know how they've created this atmosphere of not the swiftest of thinkers. And I just say I feel like I've been dropped from the sky because I just don't have that level of willful ignorance.
Right.
So I get a little riled up here and there. I guess you have noticed.
You're riled up, Carrie. You're riled up.
I'm riled because this, I get sick of it.
It makes you angry.
It makes you so angry. I literally, because I'm aware of things, I'm very sharp on the, you know, on the dime. As soon as I see the banner, I turn my TV immediately.
So do I.
I turn off that crap. Because that is not healthy. And to be met with this, then you wonder why
it contributes
to all these violent acts and these mass undertakings with these less than smart folks. This is why.
Exactly. Keeps going and going.
And it perpetuates this whole cycle of this. Anyway, I will pull that back together. And tell you some of the other things that are happening here. Some good news, I'd like to say, on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Let me just remind everybody, Nicole Marie, coming up at about 7, in just a little few minutes, actually, or so, we're going to bring Otto in and start coffee tea conversations a little bit earlier. Hopefully we can get Hopkins and some of his folks on as well.
Great.
It's a big celebration day, in case you guys have just tuned in. You might have missed that we kicked off today's broadcast. Of course, it's all about friendship and the incredible Michael Hopkins' birthday today. I led in with an interview that I recently did with Trucker Ed, and it's always moving to talk with him and to have him fill in some of the space that you kind of have a little bit of a clue about, but I've never really discussed to this length. And I think it was really, I just sit there and I listen to the interview along with all of you guys out there, and I enjoy it. And then we came on in with a brand new interview. You've heard some of these things from Michael Hopkins. He was on our show. We've incorporated him into the Hair Radio Morning Show. He hosts his own VTR show, which is the Vet Talk Radio Show, right here on our network. Through, you know, normal times and all of that wonderful good stuff. So we were real thrilled and had his new interview on. I loved it because we had a chance to talk about Europe.
Yeah.
So that was my thing. What was your takeaway this morning, Nicole Marie? What did you have a chance to pay any attention to any of that stuff that went on?
I've heard many stories from Michael, but it's always good to hear his experience again. And I love when he said the military experience is what most people will never experience.
Just being able to travel
to different countries, and you receive that education from just the culture of being in other places. And I can definitely relate that because
I grew up,
my dad was Air Force, so I experienced that as well, so I can definitely relate to that.
So you were one of those, what do they call the kids, spoiled brats?
Military brats. Military brats.
I know it's some kind of brat. Okay, you're one of the military brats.
My dad was stationed, he had traveled all over before he and my mom had gotten married, but we went to Madrid, Spain. We were at Torrejon Air Force Base in Spain.
One of my favorite places as well. I love Madrid.
Around while we were there, all around Europe. So it's a wonderful experience, beautiful country. There's just so much to see, all the castles and the we just went everywhere.
Well, I've got a story for you about that, and I'll tell you. You know, when I think about this, because I laughed as you were leading into this, and that's because I remember when I was a youngster and I thought about, I wanted to travel. That was the most important thing to me, Nicole Marie, was to be able to travel. And I said, okay, I don't think I'm quite the material for military, okay? That's not quite my thing. I leave that to the bravery of those like Michael Hopkins. So what I decided to do, I said, okay, how am I going to get to travel? I'm going to have to figure out a way to do this because I don't have a rich uncle, and I wasn't born with a silver spoon. So I had to figure out a way to do this. And the only thing I came up with was the airlines, because I knew I'd heard through the rumor mill that if you work for the airlines, you get to fly everywhere for free.
Yeah.
So that's what I heard. And so I'll tell you, I first applied over in the old days at Eastern Airlines. Well, I'm telling my age, at Eastern Airlines out of Newark, New Jersey. And I went into the interview, had never done a day of physical work in my life. No idea how to. I was always a typist and working in administrative offices and doing things of reports and things. So I'd never worked in to lift luggage and stuff like that. So I walk into the Eastern Airlines interview thinking I'm going to be real, you know, get this job. They asked me one question: can you lift 70 pounds? I said, no.
So you can answer that real quick. Oh, no.
I said, no, lift 70 pounds? Of course not. Well, needless to say, I didn't get the job. I had no idea that 70 pounds at that time was the amount of the average carry-on luggage. Sorry, the not the carry-on, but the underbelly of the plane, the suitcases.
Right.
So I had no idea.
Wow.
So the next time I went and applied for Continental Airlines, they said, can you lift 70 pounds? I said, I can lift 170 pounds. And, of course, I got the job. I got the job, and they started me on the ramp in Newark, New Jersey, and then that's where I met Trucker Ed and Theo and everybody, and we, you know, became great friends, and then I moved on up through the ranks. But I have to tell you something. I will never forget that. Going over to Spain, I echo your sentiment. I remember to this day Richard Parker, who my good friend Richard, who has worked with me right here at Hair Radio in our office space here and at my events and down at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City. Well, Richard used to work with me way back in Continental in those days as well, and we went over to Spain. We went over. He went with me to Madrid, Spain, and I remember that when we arrived at the airport, it was like a long way, almost an hour ride into the city of Madrid. And we went, I forget the money that they used. There was something with this, with an S in it or some back in those days. Cerritos, some weird name for the money. And it was, I consider the exchange. Yeah, you got to check because it was a whole bunch for a dollar or something. I remember that.
Right.
And the drinks were so...
I haven't pulled it out in a while. I'll pull it out for you.
Yeah, it was, I remember. And we met some wonderful folks. And the next morning, we flew right down to straight to Florida. It was such a good life. Right, what can I say? I better stop rubbing it in,
guys.
It's amazing,
yes.
Oh, it's such a wonderful time. We've traveled and met folks all over the world. So, Michael, I can't wait to get him on.
Over the years, but it's still great.
Well, yeah, I mean, the other thing I can relate to in listening to Michael's piece earlier was the fact about the, you know, when you go away and you're away, people really forget about you. My dear friend, and God rest his soul, Theo, as you know, Asia's dad, he's the one who encouraged me to become a flight attendant. I did not want to be a flight attendant. This is the truth. He encouraged me. Then when I went off and became a flight attendant, I would be away so much. I'd come back and hang out, look to hang out with my buddy and nowhere around. They just forgot I existed.
Things have changed,
Things move along, and we're going to talk
keep
about
moving,
that.
Yes.
Keep moving. So listen, we've been playing some great music this morning in honor of Black Music Month in June.
Yeah.
That's every June. That's
I've
not
been dancing
radio
over here.
Thing. Oh, we had our Diamonds with the incredible Janet Jackson.
You took me back.
Me too.
I haven't heard that in a while.
Me either. I went searching for it. Herb Alpert, who started A&M Records along with one of his partners, he's the one who's on that. That is his record. Janet just made a guest appearance. And I remember the video. She wasn't even in the video. I think her shoes were. Maybe her shoes. I mean, it's such a great song. And Janet's just phenomenal. So we've been doing that. We opened up today's show with a recent Mary J. Blige hit called Hello let me just get it right. Good Morning Gorgeous, which I had never heard this song before. And Miss Millie's like, Carrie, you got to get this song. You got to get Good Morning Gorgeous. I said, Good Morning Gorgeous. And
that's
I love it.
A new album.
I see, because it kind of speaks to what we were talking about, you and me, the other day with affirmations in the morning.
Yes, and I loved it.
I said, oh, I'll play it again a little later for you guys this morning so that you can hear it. Listen, the words are what I'm listening to. The words, incredible. And you need to hear this every day. So Good Morning Gorgeous.
Good Morning Gorgeous.
Yes, and I'm looking in the mirror right now. real nice things. All right, listen, folks, well, you know what? I'll tell you what. Let us take a real quick, why don't we go ahead and get on Good Morning Gorgeous now. Give everybody a treat. And then when we come back, Otto will be here. His name is spelled the same, frontwards and backwards. This is this new Mary J. song. I hope you like it. And stay with us. We've got a lot more to unpack. Speaking of packing, a lot more to unpack on today's Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay with us.
It's so hard just holding on and keeping picking up my phone. It's hard enough to be, hard enough to stay, hard enough to be alone. I'm just trying to move along. Sometimes I do and then I don't. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Tell myself that it ain't helping. Second guessing it don't help me. I'm so tired of feeling empty. Dry my eyes, it's time to fight. Seems like I'm always against me. Seems like this is never ending. I refuse to let it in me. Mentally, spiritually, physically, I need my peace. Oh, I need my peace. Oh, I wake up every morning and tell myself,
good morning, gorgeous.
Sometimes you gotta look in the mirror and say,
good morning, gorgeous.
Someone else can make me feel this way.
Good morning, gorgeous. Good morning, gorgeous. Good morning, gorgeous.
All the times that I hated myself,
yeah.
All the times that I wanted to be someone else,
yeah.
All the times that I should have been gentle with me, all the times that I should have been careful with me. Why did I hate myself?
Why did I hate so intensely? Lord, help me.
I wake up every morning and tell myself,
good morning, gorgeous.
Sometimes I gotta look in the mirror and say,
good morning, gorgeous.
No one else can make me feel this way.
Good morning, gorgeous.
Good morning,
gorgeous.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right. right. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you, Purple Barbie, for the introduction. It is Thursday morning, June 2nd of 2022. It is our show number 720. I'm on with Nicole Marie, my amazing new co-star and new addition to the all-new broadcast. Yes, good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning.
It is time to bring in another gentleman who is one of our junior co-hosts right here on the broadcast. His name is OTTO. I love it because Nicole Marie has named, there's a name for this, and I think you or somebody mentioned it one day, where the name is the same back, well, the word is the same, spelled backwards and forwards. I've always wanted that for myself, but I almost got it.
Yes.
I almost got it. Yeah. So I think it's a palindrome, right?
Carrie. Yeah.
Yeah, palindrome. Okay, thank you for that. Otto, are you there this morning? Awfully silent. Are you sleeping?
No,
what's going on?
Oh, no, I was waiting. The palindrome was waiting.
No. You come right on in. This is not a holiday, you know. He's waiting for us to go down and wake him up. Well, your mic is on. That's where you come on in. How are you today, sir?
Good, good. Really enjoying host chat. I'm enjoying this live segment and interesting, you know, upbeat. And that's what the morning's about. You know, we should stay upbeat
exactly.
And start your day off positive, you know. That's what
it's
about.
Well, that's what we do, right?
Positivity.
Yeah.
Yes. You know. It's hard enough to go out the door and face life anyway, you know, start
exactly.
Talking. Yeah. So we all have life to deal with, but if it's just try to keep your head up and go out there and say, hey, you know, make the best day of it as I can. That's what
exactly.
I try
yeah.
to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're succeeding. Now, this morning we had a lot, as you heard during the host chat with Nicole and myself.
Yes.
Was there anything that jumped out at Otto, because you always have a unique perspective on what you hear and what you listen to on the broadcast each day. So I'm waiting for the automatic perspective this morning. What do you have? What can you tell us and what you heard today?
I wish I was traveling like you guys did, Nicole Marie.
And Otto, for some reason, your audio doesn't sound as great as you normally sound, Chris. Can you see if you can adjust that a little bit, your mic, and see if we can work on that
yeah.
a tad?
How
okay, that's much better. Yeah, much
yeah.
better.
Yeah.
Okay, so
well,
now fill us in.
The traveling, you guys have a great experience overseas.
Yeah.
I've never been overseas, and you know, listening to Michael earlier and Nicole Marine.
What
and
about
Bain
Canada?
And,
have you been up to Canada?
No. I've been a local guy. Never really went out of the country, ever. So,
well, you know what? We're going
to
take you out of the country.
It's time to go, Otto.
It's time to go, Otto. And we,
yeah.
you know,
get
our fans are exactly. You might as well. This is the time. Nicole Marie's right. Get your passport. Because
yeah.
we are going to be putting on shows all around the world. Yeah, it cracks me up because I can always tell who I'm talking with when I'm, like, after 9 o'clock, we're talking about sales and things on the radio show and people buying
yeah.
commercials and being guests and stuff. When they say, does your radio show reach anywhere outside of New York or Brooklyn? I know right then and there what I'm dealing with.
Yeah. Like,
and
you got
to understand. I hate to say it that way, but it's really true. You know, you got to understand, I have been traveling around the world for a very long time. My first airplane flight was back in the 80s, early 80s, as a matter of fact. All the way, the first time I ever got on a plane, I flew 5 hours and 42 minutes. And so my whole life has been through travel. My last trip I just had flown right before the pandemic. I went down to Atlanta for the day, and I just believe that you've got to travel. You get, I don't know if it was Michael or Nicole Marie, somebody said it, you get such an education. You cannot
yes.
get that education from anywhere. It stops you from being what they call xenophobic. And a xenophobe is somebody who kind of, you know, and for those of you who may not be aware of that word, it just means that it's somebody who, you know, you're kind of fearful of what you perceive to be strangers or foreigners, if you will, and I'm
right.
using air quotes. So the thing is, that's what travel dissipates. It doesn't, like
right.
when I was talking with Michael on the piece earlier, Nicole Marie, I don't
right.
know if you heard it, Otto, I was talking about when I had gone over there, I had no idea that there were literally people of color in, when
mm.
I, my first trip to Europe was to Paris, as I said. And I go over to Paris, not even realizing that I had already been impressioned by what I had been watching on TV all my life.
Right.
I was
yeah.
unaware.
Right.
You don't even realize it's pouring into your brain. So all
exactly.
my life on television, I had only seen Caucasian people on TV when they talked about
right.
Europe. Never
right.
saw a black person in my
That's
life
what you expected.
From Paris.
Right.
When I got, it wasn't even so much that I expected. I didn't think anything of it. I thought that
mm-hmm.
was what I was going to be met with.
Right.
Just generally, you know, that's all I saw.
Yeah.
And so this is why you need to have all representations on
exactly.
TV.
Exactly.
Because it naturally channels to our people and all people that they are not represented.
Right.
Right.
And even if you don't come out and say that what you're doing is just for one segment, because that's the way it seems, obviously that's what you are channeling to us literally.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
when I got to Paris, the first thing I saw were a million people of color, mixed race
mm.
couples,
right.
A ton of people from a part of Africa that I had never heard of called Senegal.
Right.
And that's in
Very
West eye-opening. Africa.
Yes.
And they had all of these things, Senegalese items and wares that they were selling in Africa. From Africa, but selling it in Paris, right outside the Eiffel Tower.
Right.
And so there was this big, big pavement across from the Eiffel Tower. And I went there during their 100th, I think, celebration early on. And annual celebration. And I said, my God, it was such an eye-opening experience. And in Europe, like I said, I saw their TV was not like American TV. American TV seemed to only focus on one segment. And by one segment, I mean Caucasian segment. They
yeah.
did not. They didn't appear to be real inclusive in American television. In Europe, TV had videos and things they play from all over. You see all kind of stuff from Africa and Asia and everywhere. Not on
yeah,
American
TV. I heard that when you were speaking with Michael about
it's
how
the God's honest truth.
Yeah, yeah. It's over there. Yeah,
it does so
we don't
much.
Have that.
It has. It's done so much harm. Whether it was intentional or not,
right.
it has
right.
done
you
irreparable
see the place
harm.
That we're in right now, and everything
it's
going
exactly.
on.
Exactly. Now,
yeah.
and folks don't know or don't realize it, but all that, you know.
Exactly.
So we've got to deal with all of that. Now, what I've always said, there is nothing wrong with a Caucasian European beauty standard. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just that. Not just don't focus on one beauty standard. There's
exactly.
beauty in all beauty
of
standards.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
It all
and it's not hard.
Right.
It's not hard. But
well,
there
but
are folks that want to keep
yeah.
us fighting and feuding and keep it while our pockets are being emptied.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we've
yeah.
got to know better, folks. So I had to get that in. I hope you guys know.
You know
today's
better,
my
you
day
should
to...
do better.
Yes.
There
thank
you,
you, Oprah.
There you go.
We got our own Oprah here this morning.
Open.
Yes, indeed. We're going to just... and I like that. You should do better. And
yeah.
that's the thing. That's
listening
the thing.
To
so that's my
about
thing.
Education. And
yeah, listening
yes.
to you guys in regards to the, just the TV itself over there, how limited they keep us. You know what I mean? They keep us in this box somehow, where as a man, you know, a person has never traveled overseas. I don't know. All I saw on TV when I was watching it was, you know, this bad stuff. You know what I mean? And like you said.
And you're getting, going to be just as influenced without realizing it. You will then start to form a perception that, oh, black people or whatever. I'm just using that as an example. But same for Asians or Latinos, because they were absent. They literally were invisible on TV as well.
Exactly.
So you're going to have this perception that you don't know people of color and all these other things and other minorities because you don't see them. And you literally think that that TV is another window in your house, and it is not.
Right.
Or
and you know what?
It is not.
Shown, or carry the are shown with minorities, you're going to think that's the way all minorities, that particular group, the way they are.
I don't know if you guys heard Peggy Dotson say. Peggy Dotson literally came on and said what I believe is the truth. Peggy said, Carrie, she said, what you have the few black representation shows that you see are not from our, meaning black folks, telling of their own stories. It is from some other race telling of the perception of stereotypical stories.
Exactly.
And I almost fell out of my chair when she said that.
Well, I can relate.
So true.
Yeah, my daughter, Carrie, she and Nicole Marie, my daughter, and as you were speaking, I think Nicole has a daughter about my daughter's age, and my older daughter went, I was scared to death. She had an opportunity to go to school abroad. And I'm, you know, just, you know, we're from a small town. I'm like, you don't want to leave. I want you, you know, anytime a child moves out of the house, you're nervous. But this was overseas. And because my perception was, you know, that I, you know, you're in a strange country. You're going to get arrested. You know what I mean? And all that. And and then she, so I saw the first thing. So first when she got there, she sent me pictures, and there was American writing, and so it calmed me down, you know what I mean? Because you don't even
now,
think.
Now, Otto, had you had an opportunity in your earlier life to go to travel and go to Europe, you would have had a totally different perception when it came time to send your daughter. And that's why it's so important. But guess what, Automatic? It ain't too late. We're sending you on a,
you're going,
a fantastic all-expense-paid around-the-world trip. Okay, this is The Price is Right, buddy. So listen, speaking of Genshin, we're going to talk about that. Today, something that you guys have forgotten. It's Michael Hopkins' birthday celebration. He does not know that there is a surprise party on the way.
On the way.
He has no idea that at 8:30 this morning, New York time, 7:30 this morning for Central folks. Wake up, Katrina. Wake up, Noor Jahan. And get ready, Nicole Marie. We're going to give Michael the roast of roast this morning at 8:30 New York time. He has no clue.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to keep it that way. The Hair Radio Morning Show is just doing gangbusters this morning. I wonder, how are the folks down in beautiful Spotsylvania? I have no idea. Maybe Michael can fill us in. Hopkins, we know you're out there. We know. Time to wake up. Michael, let's blow out those 200 candles on that cake. It'll take us to the next birthday.
I've only got 150.
150.
Happy birthday, Michael.
Well, happy birthday, buddy boy.
Happy birthday, Michael. Happy birthday.
Yes.
Definitely thank
you.
How are you this morning?
Yes. And let me see. I think that is Katrina hanging out. Katrina, out of Paris, are you there this morning? We're going to see. We're going to just get it. Yes, I know it's a surprise. Carrie Hines is bugging you this morning. We had to get you on. It's Michael's birthday, and we have to just wish him a happy birthday from our immediate team. So, Michael, good morning from all of us. And let me just be the first to say, we have a big a surprise party for you coming up at 8:30 this morning. But until then, we just want to say thank you, and I can certainly speak on everybody's behalf. For you guys who are just joining us, Katrina, you might have missed this. Early this morning, we kicked off with a brand-new interview from Michael Hopkins, who told us all about his early days in the military and travel and all of that. And little, I call Mikey Hopkins. So it was just a very great introduction to this incredible man's journey. And I have to say, on this Thursday morning, June 2nd of 2022, we're just honored. It's our show number 720. And we're just honored to acknowledge what he has done for our network. And and what he's done for the broadcast, and he has come to mean a whole lot. So on behalf of all of us at the Hair Radio Network and the Hair Radio Morning Show, Upscale New Magazine Radio Network, and all that we're doing, Michael, thank you. As we say, we thank you. The lady on your wonderful announcement says on each show, great job. And this is just the beginning.
I thank you guys, man. If it wasn't for all of you and your support and the support of all our fans out here, both on the Hair Radio Network and my Vet Talk fans, I wouldn't be here. You know, if it hadn't been for Kerry Hines, and he saw something in me, and he saw the cause that I was so passionate about. And then that right there, that's the best birthday present that I can have, being a part of the Hair Radio Network.
Well, listen, we're not going to have you go on anymore, Michael Hopkins, because coming up at about 8:30 this morning, we are going to continue with a surprise birthday party, so you can't know anything about that. And we've got, you know, along with your birthday.
I haven't seen the Ferrari out here yet, though, Carrie.
We'll see what's happening a little later this morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 for Central folks. Katrina, thanks for getting up and joining us, by the way, as well.
Oh, that's when the limo shows up at 8:30.
We'll talk about that famous – boy, that limo, no one's forgotten about those limos,
We'll talk about limos. McDonald's. Can you imagine taking a limo to McDonald's?
I can, and I'll fill you guys in on our live chat about 8:30 this morning during our surprise party. I'll tell you all about the limo. Because we're going to talk about this. Now, coming up right now is a gentleman, along with Michael Hopkins, we've been celebrating the release of Upscale Magazine. And we've been talking, it's the wedding issue. So we've been ushering in all this talk, Michael, about weddings and all of this wonderful good stuff that celebrates Upscale Magazine. You guys can go to upscalemagazine.com for more information about that. And in the meanwhile, the Upscale Magazine is on the newsstands around the country. Our own Eugene Davis, with his conversations with Hev that broadcasts on Thursdays when he drops by. And I'm so excited because he gave us a whole conversation on this subject. And this is what we're going to get into. And it'll lead us right on in back to Michael's surprise birthday party right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I'm going to get on the one and only Eugene Davis with his conversations on hair coming up in just a bit. But it's a great morning here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm kind of enjoying this. Yeah. So it is always exciting. So listen, I'm Kerry Hines with Nicole Marie, with Otto, with Michael Hopkins, the birthday boy. Katrina's been sitting out with us from out in Paris, Texas. We've got a whole lot more on Show 720 on the way. Here's Eugene Davis. Stay with us. All right. I am so excited to welcome back this gentleman that you guys know very, very well. He is the man who knows everything about conversations with hair. It's Eugene Davis, and it's a great pleasure. Eugene, good morning, and welcome back.
Good morning, Terry. How are you? Thank you for having me again.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, it really is a great pleasure, and I kind of wanted to jump on in because this is really the season for everything matrimonial, I think is the right way to say it. So everything that we're talking about weddings, and we're talking about wearing, you know, white and, you know, customary, you know, with the updos yes. and the hair and the makeup and the dresses and all of that. This is the season for it. And so what can we tell folks, Eugene Davis, when it comes to conversations with hair about this part of the process? What can we share in your expertise? And you are the expert.
Well, thank you. I just would like to say that, you know, in this time of the season, and people are preparing for their weddings, and a lot of people are preparing for their proms, and, you know, daughters are doing cotillions and all kinds of things. But
exactly.
all of this needs to start prior to that particular day. We can't just say we're going to show up and have a hair and makeup artist make us look mm-hmm. like Beyonce. Or make them look like Rihanna, or something from the Met Gala. It has to start with preparation before, because these people start well before with their hair and skin and makeup routines. They test them out, they trial them. So all these things are so important. So one of the things that I always suggest, the hair, if you're going to do if you always wore your hair relaxed and you want to try something new like a wig or you want to try something new, you need to start inquiring with your hairstylist and doing trials and different looks way before the day of your wedding. Because if you hire someone and they show up and you're like, oh, my God, I don't like it, it's a little bit too late for that, because then you're looking mm-hmm. at your wedding photos talking about, oh, my God, I look a mess, because you didn't prepare yourself. So one of the advice that I get is with your skincare routine, start going to a spa, start investing in skincare. When it comes to your hair, if you're going to do highlights or you're going to do something different with your texture, start going to your stylist and talking about it, having conversations about, you know, what you're looking for, and try it out months before, you know. It's so important. And the same thing with your makeup artist. Do a trial with your makeup artist, but go to places like Sephora and Ulta and try out new makeup from the various, you know, cosmetic companies that are out there. Try a new lip, try this, try that. But just preparing yourself so when you go to your hair, skin, and makeup people, you have an idea about what it is you're looking for.
Now, is it to be expected that every hairstylist knows how to do the wedding looks? I would imagine that they do because, you know, am I right? So your hairstylist, your regular hairstylist, should be able to help you best, and they know your hair. I would imagine.
Yes and no. Not every hairstylist. Let me say, the bridal hair industry is a whole different beast.
Oh, really? Wow. Hold on.
Yeah,
this is
it is.
The bridal
it is
hair.
Because,
that's blowing my mind.
Because,
go right ahead. Wow.
Let me say this. Because we've all seen on Bravo Bridezilla. And she shows up all the time.
Yes,
now,
she does.
A bridal hairstylist has a lot more patience, is used to Bridezilla, and can work through those curves and those colds that will come when it comes to a bridal and all of her nerves and stuff. Because they've done it. They understand it.
Exactly.
But your normal hairstylist will probably give you something that you like or something that you're used to. But for your wedding, that's not what you want. So if they're not experienced in it, that can be a problem, and that has been a problem with so many brides. Like,
really?
This is my hairstylist, but he doesn't get it. Yeah.
Wow.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
Well, what do you do?
Because they used to, like, you come in the salon, wham, bam, thank
right.
you, ma'am, get out my chair, and I'll see you later.
Yeah. And it's the same old
right.
same old.
But
this is something very special.
Understand that exactly. she'd be like, well, can you put my bang to the left? No, put it to the right. Put it upside down.
Exactly.
Can you twist it around this way?
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
So
what happens?
So it takes a different type of stylist.
Huh? Wow. Now, how do you find those bridal stylists? Because I didn't even know that was a term, bridal stylists.
Yeah,
I kind of
yes,
like
yes, yes. There are agencies out there that can
agencies
help with that.
For bridal stylists?
Yes. Yes, agencies
wow.
just for bridal stylists in different cities.
Wow.
There's some in New York, there's some in Chicago, there's some in Miami, there's some in Atlanta, some in Texas,
wow.
in California. Those are the only cities I know about right now. Oh, and Missouri. Yes, in Missouri.
Wow.
And Missouri is like the wedding capital of the world.
Wow.
When it comes to picturesque weddings, and there are agencies out there, and there are people who are specially trained and who are hired specifically for those types of events.
Wow, that's just fascinating to me. It really
is. Yeah, because
is.
Let me give you a perfect example. Let me give you a perfect example.
Your normal
stylist is used to doing you and they're used to doing somebody else. But then the cohesiveness that you like, okay, I'm the bride, I got my two bridesmaids, I want my mother and two flower girls. And they be like, I ain't doing all that. You know what I mean? Like, that's a lot
yeah.
for somebody to think about. But the bridal wedding stylist, makeup and hair, are already trained or have the understanding that they're doing a wedding party. And I think a lot of times when you watch the different like shows on Bravo and stuff, that has been a problem
right.
because those stylists or that she's been going to that stylist for a long time, and then when they have to do all of that, it just becomes an issue.
Yes, and their regular hairstylist
yes.
might be upset that they're not even being chosen
to
do the bridal work. And they may not even be invited to the wedding, but that's a whole nother show.
yeah. Of
wow.
course it is. But because it's a specialty, it's a niche market, and
right.
everybody cannot do it.
Wow.
I don't care how
it
great,
really
how great a stylist you are. It comes down to having the patience and understanding and working through the issues of, you know, the bridal day. It's just like
wow.
being a celebrity hairstylist. Not everyone can be a celebrity hairstylist and be able to work through the production.
Exactly. Because they're long hours and all
yes,
kinds of things.
Of course.
Very
that's it. And or the artist might like your hairstyle, but it doesn't fit into the packaging. It doesn't make sense
exactly.
to what the producer or the director wants.
Exactly.
And you got
that
able
is
to
very
go
important.
And redo. And
yeah,
redo.
Because they're
and,
paying the bills.
And exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's
wow.
when I say that a bridal stylist is a niche and a special place. A hairstylist and makeup artist and skincare people, you know,
the whole
the skincare
package,
people
literally.
Start working with a bride months, 2-3 months, trying to get her skin together because then the makeup artist can show up and then they're like, okay, you want to look like this, but your skin is saying bumpy.
Looks
thing.
Like that. Yeah.
Right.
Wow. Who in the world?
It's not going to happen.
So you mentioned about consultants, if you will, to some degree. So there are
yeah.
bridal consultants that can help with every aspect of the process. There are even agencies that kind of connect
yeah.
all of the dots for everybody. I'm just blown
yeah.
away. I really am. But this is a whole – bridal work is an entire industry. They've got their own magazines. They've got their own – you know, it just it impresses me
it's
so much.
Yes.
Wow.
And And, you know, one of the companies that I work with a lot is War Paint International out of Missouri. And I'm located in Chicago, and they have associates or artisans that we call them in New York. We have some in Chicago. We have some in Miami. We have some in Missouri, and we have some in Atlanta, I believe. So don't quote me on that one. But, yeah, it's a growing industry, and it's a niche market, and it is happening right now.
Wow.
Because
wow.
Now that we come out of COVID, there are, you know, because it's during COVID, people couldn't get married. They had to do limited, virtual, all of that.
Oh, all that
and
crazy
right now,
stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. But right now, it's exploding off the market. It's like
it's
already
on,
been
yeah.
Quoted to be by the end of 2023 a $5 billion industry.
Well, I'm
based
just blown
just
away that it's so
and,
much. Just
yes,
that part.
Because people
wow.
are like, I want to do a princess wedding. I don't care how much it costs. I want to do this. I want to do that. it has taken off. Once we mass mandate was gone.
Well, you know something, I am so proud to be even remotely connected, and that's why I said we have to talk about this. We have got to talk about this. It's so big that Upscale Magazine even did a special issue out there
you go.
For June and July of 2022 all about you know, weddings and all of that, even had folks wearing white on the cover. And so, but
yes.
Let me ask you this, just for the benefit of folks who are ready to tie the knot and are planning to do so in this season, what's some
yes.
of the advice you can give, some of the tips? Like, is there one style? Because I seem to remember years ago, everybody was doing the updos. You know, but has that changed? Are they always still in fashion for weddings, or now it's just whatever?
Yeah, no, I think brides have a choice. I believe brides are with modern style and modern attitudes. Things have changed. The updo is still the classic, but I think a lot of people have come away from the classic. They are doing messy buns. Messy chignons.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting more detail in the hair because we had a fashion trend from, I believe it was last year, with ornamentation in the hair. So they're using a
yes.
lot of pearls and swatchcloth, what was it called? Swatchcloth details.
Oh, right.
As far
the
pins and
the,
things
like
go,
the diamond
ribbons.
Kind of stuff, yeah.
Right, exactly. And we're getting a lot of elongated ponytails with details with canes
mm-hmm.
and different things. So I
That's
think it's good. All about right now is your individual expression, what looks good to you, what complements your dress, because even dresses have changed. We're doing a lot of, like, higher neck dresses.
Mm-hmm.
with ornamentation, but and we're
and
also
that,
doing
what?
Because I'll give you a perfect example. Cardi B at the Met Gala.
Yeah. Yeah.
All
yes,
those
I saw.
Chains and stuff she did, I seen that interpreted into a bridal gown with pearls.
Wow.
So and that's exactly what the bride looked like. Wow.
Wow.
And then I think too, a lot of people are adding addition into their elements of bridal, like African, North African, South African, Eastern
yeah.
European. They're all adding these little elements. So it's more of eclecticity into what it
uh-huh.
is about your expression of who you are on your wedding day. So
well, I'm loving this.
A long way from traditional.
Wow. Well, I was just thinking as you were saying that, too, because remember with the brides having to wear the veil and all of that, the head pieces. The hair,
yeah.
all that has to kind of fit together somehow. And I'm just nervous if they don't choose a person, bridal stylist, as you put it earlier. So that all that has to be coordinated.
Of course, and that's why it's so important for someone to choose or go to bridal agencies or go to companies who have experts who know how to balance your needs, what's in style, what's trending, and still make you look beautiful all at the same time, and choosing the right people. And that's what's important right now.
Wow. All right, Eugene Davis, Conversations with Hair. We will continue. We're going to take a little bit of a commercial break. We'll be right back. And, hey, I've got to talk to you also on just, you know, the latest. Now that we've had a chance to put some perspective about the big slap, you know, it's in our rear view mirror, so I think, but it's still being talked about, as well as alopecia and the highlight,
yes.
You know, that is still bubbling. So we're going to talk about all this. Let's dig on in. We'll be right back with Eugene Davis. I'm Kerry Hines, and this is Conversations with Hair. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com. Providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
It's 2 thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Kerry Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. All right, we're back live. You are listening to Conversations with Hair. I'm Kerry Hines with the man, the host of this particular segment. It is none other than hair industry legend and luminary. We're talking about the one and only Eugene Davis. Eugene, is that not
such
a wonderful welcome? Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Today, what are we talking about, sir?
Well, listen, I have got to get into this. It has been quite a while. I'll say a little while since we've had the big slap. And I do call it the big slap. It was the slap that was heard everywhere. Unless you've been under a rock, you are familiar with the whole triangle with Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith, and Chris Rock. Pardon the pun there. So the thing is, really, and I was trying to figure out if there has there been, because some are saying there's been a shift. Of course, the word alopecia is a part of our vernacular now that was definitely not the case prior to the big slap. And so I'm trying to figure out, have we turned the corner on, you know, educating or informing folks about alopecia? Has this somehow still helped? And what have you been hearing since we can now put this in perspective?
Well, you know, with alopecia, it was like you just said, we talked about it. We talked about the big slap. We talked about Will Smith, Jada Pinkett, and it was a trending thing at the time. Alopecia and its results of what it, how serious it is has not changed, but the conversation has, unfortunately.
Ooh.
It's not trending. Yeah. People stop talking about it, but it's being Googled and people are still looking into it. But it brought an awareness, which I think was important at the time for people who might have had hair loss and didn't know alopecia was not just one word, but it was multidimensional. There was different ways of acquiring alopecia, whether it was medical
Correct.
Or whether it was mechanical. And I think it brought the awareness to the issue, and it did what it was supposed to do. And people have started
wow.
to investigate and have found answers. And I think that's brilliant.
That is a good thing. Now, I don't know how Chris Rock feels about it, but I think it's a good thing. I really do overall. Yeah. Now, Jada Pinkett Smith, I think from what I've seen, she's been kind of still just sporting her own hair, you know. Is this something that women can wear their own who are dealing with alopecia? Should they kind of just go it without the covering, or is that a personal choice?
I believe that's a personal choice. For a lot of women, because there are like methods that you can use in order to treat your scalp. Companies like Briogeo, companies like Cost Mitchell, and different companies have products that are specifically for scalp health. So there are things that are out there, but and if you choose, you know, to do the big chop. Okay, let me just start with this. You know, Kerry, I've had curly hair for a long time, and I had, but I've always, but if anybody watches my Facebook and stuff, I've always had issues as far as like itching and what's called sebum dermatitis. In light of I don't have alopecia, but in light of, you know, the whole thing about people in scalp health, I shaved my hair off. And now
I was wondering why you shaved your scalp. Okay,
yeah,
that's
what it was, because I'm documenting as I'm going along, documenting how to get scalp health. And I'm trying to, I've had two companies approach me, and I'm doing different treatments in order to get my scalp correct before, you know, as I grow my hair out, back out.
And then
and some
let
people
me
are like, oh my God, why did you take your hair off? And I'm like, it's because this has been an issue I suffered with. It's not alopecia.
Wow.
But some people, it's not alopecia. It's their scalp health. And sometimes we have issues and we don't even know. So
exactly.
For me, even though I had like really nice curls, it was causing my hair to break constantly. And I thought it was due to, you know, color and transition like that, but it wasn't that. It was like my scalp wasn't healthy.
And
so,
that's so important.
You know,
folks don't realize
it is. That's the bottom line. You can't have healthy hair without a healthy scalp.
Exactly. And I have to tell you, folks, don't skip over this part of the conversation. This is very, very important. And I love that, that you talk about that, you know, because the
Exactly. And I had to be real, because it is skin at the end of the day.
Exactly.
But because we have hair, we cover it up, we put wigs and weaves and all kinds of things and grease.
Right.
And it was, but what I found out from my dermatologist was I was allergic to the oils I put in my hair. So my oils were causing dermatitis.
And need to really say this again, Eugene, because, see, everybody cannot wear the same, even oil. They affect all of us differently.
You cannot. Because I would be the biggest.
Even though generally it may be safe and okay.
Coconut oil.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, okay, my clothes look good because of coconut oil. But because I was putting the coconut oil on my scalp that already had dermatitis, it was creating more bacteria.
Ooh. Yeah, and coconut oil to me can be so heavy.
Castor oil, but there's so many oils. But each person is different. So for the best thing for me that worked was probably argan.
I was going to say going to your dermatologist.
I couldn't even put that on my scalp. I couldn't even put argan oil on my scalp because it would just itch too much. So what I did was I learned not to put it on my scalp and just put it through my hair and pull it out and then put tea tree on my scalp.
That is amazing. And you know what I do love? Because, and I do want to say this again, going to your dermatologist, important and critical.
It's important.
Because that's very important. And I love, because I know that we have a lot of trichologists out there and hair practitioners and so forth, but let me just say this. They are medical doctors. Please do not undervalue the dermatologist. Very important.
I just want to share this part. And because of what I was putting in my hair, right?
Yeah.
I don't. There's not very many pictures of, because I always wear big glasses, so you never really saw my eyebrows. But my eyebrows.
And I love the last ones that I saw. Round. He had these big round frames.
Yes.
I love them.
I wanted to say my reason I wore big glasses because my eyebrows came off.
My eyebrows
came off because of the dermatitis. It would go into my forehead and went to my hold on. Can you hear me?
Oh wow. Yes, I'm just shocked. I'm literally imagining this happening as you're describing it.
Yes, so my eyebrows came out because I would constantly rub them, and then I finally was like, one day I went to my wife and I was like, wait a minute. I have no eyebrows.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
And I couldn't understand why. It was because of the oils and because of the dermatitis, it just was itching, and I would just scratch it and not realize it. But I realized it, but I noticed that it was going away or getting very light that I started to wear bigger glasses, which became kind of trend. But how... why did that have to become a trend? Because if you ever look at prior pictures of me years ago, I never wore big glasses, even though it worked for me. But at the same time, it was because I was hiding my eyebrows.
I thought you just loved Elton John. I really did.
Right.
I said, you just love Elton John. Only folks way back old can understand that. Oh, my God.
Yes, yes. But I was just the eyebrow because I was just trying to hide it. It wasn't until the dermatologist said, look, this is what you're going to do. Here's your special shampoo. Here's this, here's that. And then I started with Briogeo, and that's when I shaved everything off.
Wow. Now, how has it been since you did that? Has it started? Have you noticed any kind of reversing of this?
Yeah, well, my eyebrows are coming back. I will post a picture about that. And my hair is
growing. It may take a while, because those things take a lot longer to come back in, I think.
It's because the dermatitis is not, like, causing me to itch like I was itching. And my hair is growing back so quick because my children are like, your hair's growing back already. I'm like, I know.
That is amazing. Yeah.
Yes.
That is just,
and it's been like a month now, and my hair is coming back.
Wow.
My scalp.
Wow.
Because my scalp used to look like, one of the things I went to the dermatologist was, when she looked through when I had my hair, she was like, your scalp is so red because I was constantly scratching it.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And
well,
as a hairstylist.
You got to stop scratching it.
Right, but I'm saying as a hairstylist, can you imagine what that looked like to people? Like, what the hell is wrong with him?
Yeah, this is true. This is true. Well, you kind of really hit on quite a bit there. But I'll tell you something.
So one of the things I want to report about eventually future is scalp care. How to have a healthy scalp to grow healthy hair. So I'm starting from ground zero. I love my curly hair. But, you know,
well, that's what I was going to say. So hold it. You went through the big chop.
Doesn't make any sense. Yes.
You underwent the big chop on your own, a version. You know,
right,
I think you went way past the big chop.
Right?
Yeah. Right. You really went way past the big chop.
Right. I went bald.
Exactly.
you know, a lot of men don't do that. They don't do that. But
no.
I was willing to do it.
Not willingly,
anyway. Speak about right.
Not
exactly.
Willingly,
but I was willing to do it in order to speak about scalp health.
Yes. Well, you know what? This is what I love about Eugene Davis, and you. You go. I mean, you really. They would call this. If you were an actor, you'd be a method actor. I mean, that's what you're doing for your – you really are. You are coming in with the clients. I mean, and to be honest, it's great that you can speak with folks about that type of even alopecia, you know, where it affected the eyebrows. That is incredible. And that – and believe it or not, this happens to a lot of folks, more than we know.
It does.
More than
we know. It does. And you know what? And in honor of Jada Pickett, and I know we've all had issues about the whole thing and Will Smith, but at the same time, her alopecia could have been more than just her losing hair. It could have been dermatitis. So, and just
that's
getting rid of the hair
really
in order to get the scalp healthy. We don't know. And that's why I said to myself, okay, Eugene, you need to, you know what, you're having an issue too with your scalp. Let's find out how freeing it is. And
exactly.
Let's find out the things that you need to do in order to get a healthy scalp.
Exactly. And
because
I would
say this with maturity.
Yeah.
I'll say this, Terry, with maturity, our scalp changes like our skin.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And people think, oh, you know what, I still got hair, it's okay. No, it's not. If your scalp is giving you issues, and these are the things you're doing when nobody's looking.
Exactly. And this is important. This is very, very important. And don't just throw a wig on. It is not a hat.
No.
Okay?
Not even worse.
Don't just cover it up and keep it moving, and then you're scratching under the wig. I've seen it. You know,
and we all see Auntie do that.
Exactly. Not a cute look.
No,
you're bringing
not.
Back memories, Eugene Davis. Listen, I just tell you, we love having you here on the show, Eugene. You do amazing work. Now, what are some of the things? And I love your story. We have just run your story here for you guys out there tuned in. when Eugene first came to the Hair Radio Morning Show, he shared his journey with us, a big part of it, and we just love it. I air it all the time here, and so thank you so much for that. I really do. It's a great pleasure, you know, because you talk about your time in the 90s and doing, you know, videos working. And so many folks to this day want to be in production. So many folks still.
Yeah.
It's a big part. They all want to be a celebrity stylist. But you can, you know, you tell folks what it's really like. And that's
yeah.
what I love. So that's it for me. I'm just happy to have you with
us. Special person.
Yes.
I mean, it takes a special person, and it takes someone who's willing to sacrifice a lot, because
wow.
all the glamour and glitz, just like being a celebrity in itself, because sometimes I look at Beyonce, and I'm like,
yeah.
she is such an artist, like unbelievable artist, and if you look at all her videos and the dedication that she has to take to hair, makeup, wardrobe, movement, production, direction, that's not easy.
Well, you know what,
in order
Eugene,
for everything to become perfect.
It's true, but I go back to Beyonce when her dad, Matthew Knowles, was right here on
yes.
our show. He literally
yeah,
was
I
on the Air Radio
that.
Morning Show. You remember that?
Yes.
And he literally
yes.
said, because I think their shop when she was growing up was called Headliners, I believe.
Exactly.
Out in Houston.
Yep.
And he told,
yep.
so she really was up front. And to me, I teased Matthew about this because to me, he was the first hair radio. He was doing the, you know how you, and I've never talked about this on the air, but we talked about it. Yes, well, it was so fantastic. And Matthew was telling me that, you know, he was doing with the big magazine books and, you know, I mean, the big books, you know, those hardcover books
yes.
at the shows with all the styles
oh,
and all
day.
Of that.
Oh, my God.
Back
yes.
in the day, he used to go selling those books and doing the big
yes.
shows and stuff.
What
and it just
called?
Reminded
Fashion
me
magazine?
So much. Oh, there were a few of them. I still see people
yes,
to
yes.
this day selling them at the shows.
They still got
to
get yeah, they do.
I thought that day had gone by, but it is
no,
still here. No, it's not. I really did. I swear to you, I was shocked. I was at one of the shows recently, and I came across the gentleman who was a vendor at the show, and he was still – and I said to him, I said, oh, my gosh, I can't believe that these are still out there like that. He says, absolutely. So I'm a big fan of it. I love it. So anyway, that's how Beyonce – I believe
mm-hmm.
that had a big impact, a lasting impact on her. She was one of the first.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not going to tell her hair secrets, but we'll just say, okay, beautiful. Okay, I'm going to park it there. Eugene
yes,
Davis, what's
absolutely.
Next for you, sir? What is next for you? What would you like your
for
career
me?
To be? Yeah. You're doing so much.
Okay.
You help all of these different companies with their products. You do all kinds of reviews. You help the regular clients, the regular hair folks who need help. And you also help your colleagues, the professionals out there. That's what happens when you have a lot of tenure in this industry. So what's next for you?
Well, Kerry, I probably said this one time before, that there's a lot of things in the background being produced and worked on. But
oh,
I will say this, I'm not going to name the company that has
okay.
officially signed me, but
okay.
until it
well,
launches,
you, wow.
but I have a wig line coming
Hold
for wig
Okay, so is this why you really shaved your head? Eugene, I got it. We figured it out. Okay.
Okay.
So, you
yes,
know what?
So.
I love this. I love this. I
but
love
yes,
it. Well, you,
I've been in deliberation and I've been in negotiation and I've been upside down hanging from the chandelier. But
I love it.
It's
love it.
It's official. It's coming, and it's all.
Will you bring it to Hair Radio?
I will bring it to Hair Radio big time. It is non-human hair, but it acts, reacts, and you can't tell the difference.
There is movement with
and
it.
And it's been in the works for like 2 years prior, but now it's official that it's in production. And but I'm not going to say the big company that's going to launch it yet.
Okay. Well, when you're ready to say. Yet. Okay. Yeah, that's what I was about. Boy, you sound so show busy because that's exactly what we say. Until we sign our name, we don't give names. That's how we do. We don't say names until we sign our name. That is how
It's coming, and I'm really appreciative to everyone who has been during this process between England and America. It's been over 10 years, but it finally is in production.
Yes, and Eugene, when the next edition of Conversations with Hair, I'd love to talk about the hair industry over in the European side. I know you were doing special projects, I want to get into that a little bit because we are embarking upon a big international launch here. We are working with Hair Radio Canada. We're working with Hair Radio Ghana.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, right here in America. So we're going to have to talk about this international, you know, part to it all. And I think that the experience that you had across the Atlantic Ocean is going to play, you know, into that and be a big part of that. So I'm looking forward to that special conversation with Hair with you, Eugene Davis. Okay, so Eugene, last words. Anything you want to say before we wrap up?
Never lose sight of your dreams. Always believe that you know you can do whatever it is that your mind can imagine, and just you know always strive to win. And I think that's how I live. I always want to win. But not in a negative sense of winning or an arrogant sense, but just believing that God has a purpose for each and every one of us, and we just have to complete what it is that our destiny is.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is Thursday morning, June 2nd of 2022. Let me get it right. It's our show number 720-720, and this is a very, very special day. First, let me bring to the line my great co-star. You guys know her. She is none other than Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi.
Good morning.
Nicole Marie again. Hi. Welcome to the last half. Last half hour of today's broadcast and Michael's surprise birthday party. We're
surprise
talking about Michael Hopkins.
Birthday.
Yes, he does not know, so don't say anything yet. Okay.
Okay.
Now, let me tell you also to all the fans of the show, we're live this morning. It's about 8:33, as I mentioned. So exciting. It's been an awesome broadcast today.
Yes,
that
it has.
That was just Eugene Davis, right? Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm real excited. I loved everything he had to say. He always brings it with
so
all
I.
the hair
so
talk.
Did I.
He's doing a great
I
job.
Him.
Shout
he,
him out.
He focused on healthy scalp equals healthy hair.
Yes.
And a lot of time we don't think about the scalp.
We don't
We're
think
about
like
the
that.
Hair, but don't think about
exactly.
the scalp. So very
well, I
important.
Want to see his new wig line. So we're gonna hold
too.
Him to this. Yeah, so
okay.
it's gonna be a lot of that. Hey, we got a whole flock of folks joining us this morning, literally.
Wonderful.
So I'm bringing everybody on. Yes, indeed. First, you guys know Otto Automatic. out of the South Jersey area and down in Hamilton, New Jersey. Not out too far out from Trenton and all that. Otto, good morning again. Welcome to the 8:30 half hour.
Oh yeah, I can't. Yes, the birthday party. I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
And we don't keep Michael radio silent until we're ready for him this morning. We're bringing on everybody. We've got some great special guests joining us as well. Katrina, you guys know her out of Paris, Texas. You heard a little bit from Katrina earlier today on the show. Noor Jahan. Noor joins us as well from Clarksville, Tennessee. So happy to have Noor back on the show. And, of course, all of you guys and Miss Shanta. You guys know Shanta. She has been with us many times. You've heard her commercial right here from Organic Love Collection. Shanta, hello.
Good morning, Shanta.
All right.
Noor.
Okay.
Now listen
to this. Yes.
Morning.
We're going to hear from the man of the hour, of course. And I think we might have dug up Eugene Davis. Eugene, is that you out there?
That's me. How you guys doing this morning?
Hey, Eugene.
How are you? Great job, Eugene. Great job.
Yes. Thank you, Katie.
I loved your piece today on weddings and all of that. Beautiful work.
Mm-hmm.
Eugene Davis.
Yeah,
listen,
learned so much.
We're all live.
Great.
And I've got to bring this man on because he has been... When I tell you he has been instrumental, for you guys who have missed any part of this, we opened up early this morning at 6 with a brand new interview with Michael. Play it back if you get a chance. There's so many wonderful things to say about Michael Hopkins and his commitment, not just to veterans, but also to friends. And he's one of the most loyal individuals I've ever met. And so I'm so happy to give him this special tribute today. And his surprise party. So this is not a sad maudlin occasion. We've got the whole team on. Everybody's here for you, Michael Hopkins. Shanta, are you out there?
I am. How are you today?
Okay,
I'm so excited to be here. Happy birthday.
Hey, is that not nice? So everybody's come in. Noor, I know you've got some things. We're going to come to each of the folks. Noor's going to lead us off with her kind words, Mr. Michael Hopkins, in just a bit. I think we've got the celebration song just all revved up for Michael this morning. So we're gonna get that on. We've got a little bit of happy birthday coming up. We're going to light the candles on the cake and do our electronic blowing out of the candles. With Michael Hopkins.
Nice.
We're going to hear from the man as well. But right now, let's take a listen with Kool and the Gang, and we'll keep it going.
Right.
See what this is. All right. Michael Hopkins. All
it's
right.
A celebration. It's a celebration. Celebration.
celebration.
We are celebrating. It's Thursday, June 2nd of 2022. I'm Kerry Hines. It's about 8:40 in the morning or so on our show number 720. It's the incredible Michael Hopkins' birthday, as you guys have just heard. And we're going to get Michael on in just a bit. First, I wanted to personally turn to, we got everybody. We have Otto. Everybody's here this morning. Shanta. Eugene Davis, everybody's here, Katrina, Noor, and Nicole, of course. We're going to lead in with one of Michael's angels. You guys know Noor Jahan. Noor, I got to say, what comes to mind? What do you want to say to Michael this morning, besides happy birthday? What do you want to say to Michael this morning, Noor Jahan, out of Clarksville, Tennessee?
Wow, I am just, I'm at awe right now about what we're doing for him because Michael, he has just been a jewel. You know, when we first met, he just was not a people person. And for someone to not be a people person and what he has done, and it's almost a year now, you know, with the Vet Talk Radio and all the other things that he does, it's just, it's amazing how when you show love to a person and they receive it and then they go ahead and give it out to others. And that's what Michael has done. He's just being himself. And it's a special moment that we're all able to share. And I'm proud to be a part of this. I would say it's a historical moment because he doesn't know about it. So
no, it's a big surprise party. We'll let him in on
right.
it in just a bit. Well, I have to say your words yes. are very kind, Noor Jahan. And I can actually say the same things about you. So thanks for being part of this celebration this morning. And this is just the beginning. Mm-hmm. We've got a long way to go. All right. One of Michael's other producers, two-thirds, we're going to hear from, actually all three-thirds this morning. Katrina, what would you like to say? You guys heard from Katrina real early this morning. Any extra words for Michael today?
Yes, I am very happy and glad for him. For this phenomenal moment, this great birthday celebration. I'm with Noor Jahan. When I first met him, he wasn't a people person. He wasn't a talker.
It's hard to believe Michael wasn't a people person. It's hard to believe, Katrina, really.
But
it really is. He's turned into quite the people man.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
well,
get to know him, get to talk to him, he's lovable, everything.
Yeah, thank you so much. Now, we're going to hear from all three-thirds of Michael's production team. My new co-host, Nicole Marie, who came to us through the Vet Talk Radio show. So, Nicole Marie, you are back on live with your colleague from the VTR
yes.
broadcast. What do you want to say this morning?
I want to say once again, happy birthday to my brother, Michael. Michael is the most kind-hearted, compassionate person. I have known him about a year and a half now, and just like the other angel said, my sister said, Michael was not a people person. And during this time that I have known him, he has grown, he has flourished. I mean, who would have thought, Michael not a people person? I mean, Michael can
exactly.
talk to you about anything now. But when I speak with Michael, what he always says is, thank you for listening to me. He's so
yeah.
humble, and his passion is helping people. He wants the best for people, and I just love him. I just say thank you to my brother and wish you
well,
many more happy birthdays.
Exactly. And he is now
mm-hmm.
heard all over the world. Michael,
yes.
all of you,
mm-hmm.
I've got to mm-hmm. let you guys know, I don't know if you realize the impact of this show. It's heard all the way mm-hmm. up in Canada. You guys, if you go to my
yeah.
page, Samantha's in Canada. She's out in Nova Scotia.
Yes.
Right. Over in Australia. Catherine Rondebel is in Australia listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Wow.
Up
yes.
in Africa, in West Africa, Ghana, we have Ebenezer. Over in Nigeria, we have Mo Warren. Folks, this is not just Brooklyn, New York.
All over, international.
It's all over. I've got to check in with Otto. We haven't heard from you in a little bit, Otto. What do you want to say to Michael?
Oh, man, Michael Hopkins. All the lives he's touched, his family, you hear the love of his wife, long-term wife, kids, grandkids. I'm privileged to have Michael in my life, and he's been so helpful. And I think we can all go to the hairradio.com gift store, get your Vet Talk gear, coffee mug, support
exactly.
Michael and the Vet Talk great and the Angels, man. But I love him like a brother. He's been good to me.
Thank you.
And he's been a great friend. Happy birthday,
yes,
Michael.
Yes. Wow. I have
awesome.
To say, we're going to hear from some of his radio colleagues, like Eugene mm-hmm. Davis.
Yeah.
Eugene, good morning to you again. Shanta, now Eugene, you're out in the Chicago area. Shanta, you're in the Jersey area. So what do you
yes.
guys want to say to Michael and all that's happening? Either of you can just take it away.
Oh, Michael.
Well,
I
just like
to... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that, you know, since I've been on the team, with Michael Hopkins, listening to his program and listening to the Angels, I've just been so impressed, and it's been a model for how I come across and just giving that positivity and coming from the heart with honest, you know, content. So I thank you, Michael, for all you've done, and happy birthday.
Wow, thank you. How wonderful is that? Thank you, Eugene Davis. We love your show as well. Good job.
Definitely.
And Shanta, one of our recent
yes.
additions to the broadcast. We just love you guys. You're all amazing. Shanta, love, what do you want to say?
Oh, I want to say happy birthday. Happy birthday to Michael during this glorious time. We survived the COVID. He is a warrior of all warriors. He helps veterans. He reaches out.
Yes.
He's supportive to everyone that comes into his presence. And I just want
yes,
to say thank you, and I'm wishing you a happy birthday, and may each year be greater than the year before. A blessing.
All right.
Nice.
Well, guys, I'm going to keep your mics on while we get our little happy birthday, just a few seconds off, and then we will hear from Mr. Hopkins himself. You don't want to miss this.
All right.
Here's a little bit of
all
music.
Right.
Then to have a world party on the day you came to be. Happy birthday.
This is how we say thank you at the Hair Radio Morning Show to folks that we care about. And so on behalf of everybody, the executive producer of the entire network, I just want to say thank you so very much. You've helped to change my life as you've helped to change all these folks that you've come in contact with. And so we're so proud. I thank your family. I thank all of your friends and the folks who tune in, all your fans at the Vet Talk Radio Show, your wonderful producers that are on with us today. They all came here. It's like everybody returned home for Michael Hopkins. So, Michael, we appreciate you. And what would you like to tell everybody? The surprise is out of the bag now. You are aware. And it's time to blow out those 250 candles on that cake.
Wow. What a cake.
What do you have to say? Yes, that cake is like a towering, burning what do you want to say, Michael? Good morning again to you.
Good morning, everybody. And man, this
Michael.
Is
good morning.
Good morning. I did not see this one coming down here in Spotsylvania. I did not. And I was listening to all you guys, and I was thinking, at first I'm thinking, Gee, I wonder who they're talking about. Obviously, I don't think it's me, but I guess it is me.
Wow.
But it's a wonderful experience being here on the Hair Radio Network with you guys. It's a wonderful experience. And I know Jess with my angels, you know, it's been about a year and some change with all of us. And
it was funny.
Now.
It's been over a year.
Oh, yeah. So we got to have the other June something something surprise, too. Now, if you guys hear the cat in the background, she's on my shoulders right now. I have no idea why. I think she's wishing me happy birthday, too.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a little special, too. She was on the computer last night. I don't know what she was doing, but.
Oh, wow.
I have no idea. Cat's pretty good. No, she was the phone. That's right. She was on the phone recording something. Yeah, she's pretty good. But
what plans do you have for today? Anything? Are you just going to kick back?
Oh, I'm going to do like I always do. Hang around with my lovely wife. Spend the whole day with her.
Awesome.
And this is real
fun
for us
her out
because
this morning. We got to shout her out.
Mike, definitely,
what's her first name in the game?
Yep, first name, Vinna. V-I-N-N-A.
Yeah.
Very unusual name.
Love that. Beautiful name, Vinna.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Shout
I always love calling
thank
her
you,
name.
Thank you, Vinna, for everything.
Yep.
Awesome.
I just
definitely.
Thank her for sharing you with us.
Thank her for,
exactly.
For sharing you with us.
Yep. And you know how sometimes there's this fate and destiny and all that old good stuff? My wife and I were meant to be together because our birthdays are the opposite. Mine is 6'2",
really?
Hers is 2'6". We were born the same year, born in the same hospital.
Wow.
What are the odds of that?
Yeah.
And all of our kids, the second letter in everybody's name in our family begins with an I. And we didn't even plan that. We didn't even realize until years later.
Wow.
It was kind of sad. That sure is funny. I mean, everybody's got the same letter, the second letter.
Yeah.
So,
but it's just
amazing.
Been...
You,
you, know,
mean
you know
so
everybody.
Much, Michael, and you mean so much to people. And so for folks to get up early this morning, to call into the radio show, to share personal ways that you have expanded their own lives, I think is very moving. And I'm just blown away. And this is something that you can take this whole show, because we celebrated Michael Hopkins from 6 o'clock this morning till now. And so this is a great little tribute that you can always share and play each year on your birthday.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
we can't wait to the replay.
Right? Now, guys, I love the show today. I thought it was just fantastic.
So did I.
From top to bottom, it really was. It was just great.
Definitely
and
a
Michael,
celebration.
Right. It was a celebration. And I said, goodness, and everybody, I really did. And I have to say, Eugene, you surprised me this morning as well. I didn't even think you were going to be dropping in live with us. And I love you.
I did not after listening to the show.
You did. Wow. That is incredible. And we loved everybody's piece. And Shanta, thanks for dropping by, because I was thinking to myself, I said, you know, I haven't heard from Shanta in a while.
You were like a bumblebee making my shea butter. I'm so sorry that I've been missing you all, but I showed up today because I wanted to give a shout out for Michael's birthday.
Oh,
so
thank you. I love your accent.
Oh, thank you, everybody.
I love it. You remind me of one of my vet brothers is from New York. I think he's from the Bronx. He's always playing Mr. Tough Guy. And it gets kind of funny sometimes. Looking at him and listening to him, like, yeah, really? Okay. Whatever you say.
Well, hold it. I've got to make sure
folks know
this is the very first time, guys, that you have all been on together. We've never had Eugene Davis on with Shanta. We've never had Michael on with everybody. We've never had Otto on with everybody here today. And this is a very rare occasion. And so
special
I thank
day.
Each of you. Yes. What a wonderful
That's what I said,
and glorious
this is
broadcast.
History.
It really
yes,
is.
Historical
thank
moment.
You know, you know, Carrie, in the military, you know, we would call this?
What?
This is called Lolly Dolly and Everybody. That's what it's called in the military. And then if we were in a building, this would be called a GI
like
party.
That.
Yep, this is what
and
this
I,
is called. Oh. It's also a GI party.
Okay, wow. Okay, well, that sounds
hey,
very
I'm a soldier. What do I know? I'm a soldier. I've been a soldier half of my life.
Listen, you know, Michael's going to bring us back to reality with
All
the
time.
Talk radio. You know, it's only a matter of minutes before that happens. Well, listen, I have to again say thank you to Michael, everybody for joining us, all of the folks. You know, so we'll do our roster call in just a moment. I want to remind everybody, coming up tomorrow, we have a great show live on tap for Friday. We're going to try to do our game show at about 8:30 tomorrow this time, tomorrow on Friday's edition, live on the radio. So please tune in. I want to say thanks to all our sponsors. On Tuesday, don't forget Dr. Ragland will be here live at 7:30 in the morning on Tuesday from fixyourfeet.com. Also, thanks to Rugged Evolution Beard Care, to Shanta Love, of course, and her wonderful Organic Love Collection. We appreciate that. Bobsa with You Go Girl. We want to also say thank you to our new commercial that will be on next week with Roots Rock Salon out in West Orange, New Jersey. Real happy about that. And Miss Siobhan, she'll be joining us as well, I think, early on tomorrow morning's broadcast. Statewide Chip has new music. He'll be with us soon with the whole nighttime thing he's doing. We just have so much going on, and we're just so thrilled. And I just thank everybody. It was an incredible broadcast today. Don't forget, Upscale is now on 24 hours a day. Upscale Radio Network, but we call it UpscaleMagazineRadio.com. So go to UpscaleMagazineRadio.com. Mm-hmm. It's on now. It plays around the clock, and great things there. You can always visit their regular magazine to read articles and stuff at UpscaleMagazine.com. So two different sites, and we're just so excited to have you guys. So thank you so much. Okay, yes. Michael, time to blow out all
you.
The candles. Michael Hopkins, time to blow out those 250 candles now.
Uh-oh. I might have to take
an
extra. What's that thing with the oxygen? I might have to go in my oxygen mask and suck up some extra oxygen for that.
Yes, I mean, you've got quite a few candles on that cake, brother man. Listen, we just appreciate you. We adore you here at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Definitely.
And just real good stuff.
Yes.
So, hey,
thank you, Michael. Happy birthday.
Right, big happy birthday. So we normally kind of throw on an outro of all that wonderful good stuff, but I'm going to see if we can go ahead and get on just something to send you off with this morning. Michael, we'll see you back here. We'll see all of you back here tomorrow, 6 in the morning to 9 for the next installment of the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yeah.
Guys, let's just get I want to just throw on some Stevie, my old favorite, All I Do. Michael, enjoy the day. Happy birthday, brother.
Yes.